And it's time for a one-on-one with the pros here on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. I am being joined by Brett Harsh, the marketing director with Bartlesville Health and Rehab Community here in town. Brett, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Doing excellent, thanks. And what's going on with Bartlesville Health and Rehab that people need to know about?
Well, our streak that we've been talking about the last couple months has continued, still COVID-free within our facility as far as the long-term care residents go. Very exciting, very good news. Everybody's done a super good job of, you know, helping stopping that spread, getting on top of it, and back in the winter, even when we had a few of the positive cases, it never turned into
kind of a spiral effect. It was just one or two here and there, and you know, our infection control specialist has done a great job of you know, basically leading us all and helping us be able to follow the COVID guidelines and be able to stay on top of it, and that way we can kind of help stop that spread and you know, just continue to get better and fighting against it. So it's been really good.
And what are some of the protocols that you guys are following now to keep your residents safe at Bartlesville Health and Rehab?
Well, the masks are still required as far as all the employees go. So that's a good thing. That's probably going to be a thing for at least until the end of the year, from what I'm being told and what I'm hearing. We have opened up visitation. You know, families can come inside and see their families. There's a bunch of different situations as far as the vaccinations go. But now that the vaccinations have been available, you know, pretty much if people have been vaccinated, they can come in and see their families without really any, you know, restrictions at all. I mean, you still have to try to do your best to social distance away from other families and other people, just to be safe. I think people are mindful of that as it is, though. There's not been a big fight or any, you know, it's not hard to get people to do that in this day and age. So they want to partake in that. Just being able to get in and see their families has been the main concern for them, and now that they're being able to do that, they're basically willing to follow any other protocols that we might have. So, but yeah, just getting in there, being away, you know, whether they're in their family's room or, you know, in another room, just kind of being away from the other residents and families, and then having that, for as far as us goes, having that mask go, even with the people who have been vaccinated, we still want to be sure that we're being as safe as possible and social distance and wearing that mask for the employees.
And speaking of visitations and families coming over to see them, you guys recently had a cookout and Father's Day party on Friday.
We did. That went very well. It was hot.
Yeah, I bet it was.
But fortunately for us, our new patio that we always talk about, we're pretty proud of that. It has a huge shade tree that is literally in the middle of it. So the residents were able to eat outside. It was still warm, you know, very warm. But they were able to eat outside, and they were in the shade the entire time and had a nice breeze to go. So it was a really big hit. And then, yeah, they were able to have a Father's Day party right after that. So, you know, just being able to, like I always say, you know, any sort of normalcy that we've been able to get back to, it's been a really positive outlook, and just being able to see the smiles on not only the residents but their families' faces, and even the employees' faces as well. You know, just being able to do different things instead of the same repetitive stuff every day. And, you know, that's all for about a year, you know, seemed like that's all we were talking about was, you know, was COVID and how to keep people safe, which was necessary. But, you know, now that we're getting back into with these vaccinations and getting back into kind of the swing of things, it's been a really positive mood changer, so to speak, around our facility. So we're very blessed.
It's very freeing to get out of the isolation and cook up the grill there and get some burgers and hot dogs.
Yeah, for sure. They love that. I mean, that was one of the just small things like that. You know, that's kind of what I think we all took for granted a little bit, just being able to get outside and throw a couple hot dogs and hamburgers on the grill. We had some live music, just small stuff like that, hanging out, you know, enjoying some laughs and stories, and just, you know, being able to hang out with each other, and residents and employees both, and all the families being able to come up and, you know, just the outdoor activities like that. That's something that we've missed dearly. And so being able to, you know, get back in there and start doing that, we're very thankful that we're at that point now.
Well, looking ahead, obviously Father's Day has come and gone now, with it being yesterday. You guys had your event on Friday. What other events you guys got going on? I hear Happy Hour is pretty popular.
So Happy Hour, we're still doing that about once a month. That's very popular. We also, last time that we did it, I believe it was 2 weeks ago, we threw in the tattoos and booze along with it, so where we got some tattoos for the residents. Anybody that follows our Facebook page can go and see. I posted all the pictures of the tattoos on the residents. That was our activities girls did a really cool job. They found some of the new tattoos that look really real, and they were you know, they were really happy to do that, to be able to have happy hour with the tattoos on top of that. Yeah, I mean, it was just a really cool deal. All they were really excited. We had people putting them all over the place, so right. it was really fun. Tomorrow we actually have our blood drive. So we are on the reoccurring schedule until the end of the year, I believe. And so tomorrow is our next blood drive. Happy to say that we got our blood drive full. We want to thank everybody that's willing to sign up and come in and donate. It's a really big deal right now. There is a blood shortage. I'm talking with the American Red Cross and our person that our kind of middleman there, our account manager, and there is a big blood shortage. So they're actually offering, basically they're still offering the COVID antibody test, and then they're also offering to facilities, certain deals where you can enter for prizes and stuff, because they're in such a desperate need for blood right now. So for us to be able to get in there and get it filled up for them and hopefully, take that next step to saving more lives and helping out people, that's just something that we wanted to do. And it's been a very big success since we started doing it back in September. So we're really blessed to be able to be a part of that. And I know they appreciate it as well. So just wanted to say thank you for everybody that, has donated a time and part of their day to come in during the busy work week and to give blood to help out. So that's a really cool thing.
And your blood drives, obviously you're full for tomorrow. When do you hope to hold the next one?
So our next one is in August. I don't want to say for sure, but I'd say August 22nd or maybe August 25th. It's one of those days. The end of August is going to be our next one. We try to schedule I don't say we, the American Red Cross does it for us. They do an excellent job of making it easy for us, but they try to schedule it within at least I think 60 days. I think the mark for somebody to give blood and then give blood again, you have to wait 58 days, I think. Sounds familiar? It's at least 50. So they want to be able to be sure that the people that give blood, they, if they want to come in and give every time, they're able to do that. So they try to schedule within about 2 months out of each other. So yeah, it's definitely going to be the end of August is our next one. So, and then we'll just go on from there, probably towards the end of October, beginning of November will be the next one. So that's kind of the schedule we're on right now. We're still doing the 29 slots. That's the slots that we got full, because we have not given the okay for them to come inside to do it. If they told us that if they could come inside to do it at some point, they'll be able to have more signups, because they'll have more help and more room in our building and everything. But we're going to continue doing the blood mobile, which is a really cool thing. They do everything in their bus in the parking lot. It's a really smooth system. They do it in 15 minute intervals, just people coming in, coming out, doing about two at a time, and being able to social distance and give blood and be safe. But we're hoping maybe by the end of the year we'll be able to allow them to come back inside the building. But we just haven't been given the okay yet. We're not completely comfortable with that yet, with everything that they'll have to do and being in and out, and then the vaccination issue and getting COVID tested if you come in our building and all that. So we're just not real comfortable with that yet. But for right now, so we're going to keep doing the 29 slots, which has been popular, and it's been, like I said, it's been very successful. Couple of blood drives, we've even had to start a waiting list because there were more than 29 people that wanted to give. So just being able to be a part of that and see all the unselfish people out there willing to help has been really cool. So like I said, hopefully by the end of this year, maybe even next year, we'll be able to allow them back in the building, and then we'll start having 30, maybe even 40 people sign up. So that'll be something to look forward to as well.
And when people are rearing to go, get ready for the next one and sign up, you always said there's a limited amount of spots.
Yeah.
How can they prepare to get signed up for it when it opens?
So they can contact us. I've helped a couple people sign up, but now that we've gotten into the swing of things with, just the every being on the schedule, it's been really easy for me. They're making it easy on me, because you can actually go online if you have a blood drive account. As an individual, you can go online and get signed up yourself. So most of the time, I'm just in there periodically checking it, and every day there were more and more people that were signed up. So if you have that account, you can create your account. It's very easy. It's free. You go on there and just create that account, and then you can sign up for whatever blood drive at whatever location you want at any time. Whatever time slot basically fits your schedule. If that is still open, then you can go in there and just enter your name, and then basically you're good to go. So it's a pretty simple and easy process. But I do still offer help if people are having a hard time with it or have any questions. I'm always available to speak about it. I post about it on Facebook, at least once or twice a month, and I'm always available for a phone call as well. So but as far as that goes, most of the people have kind of gotten the hang of it now and just going on there and signing up themselves, and it makes it easier on everybody. That way they know when they're going, and I there's no middleman, and it makes it a lot easier for them.
And looking at events while we're still on the topic, I don't know if we've touched on this yet or not, but movies and popcorn seems to be pretty popular at Bartlesville Health and Rehab.
Yeah, so that's another thing we try to do about probably once a month or so. It has to do with the activities girls. They do, you know, an amazing job, especially now that they're not as limited on what they can do with COVID and all the guidelines there. But yeah, so about once a month they make a bunch of popcorn and show a movie in our community room there. They have a big screen TV and everything, and you know, just set up a different movie every time, and they really enjoy that too. So just something nice and relaxing to do. You know, you have the cookout like we talk about outside. Mm-hmm. You know, outside, you know, it's a lot more activities, upbeat and everything, and then sometimes people just want to relax and watch a movie. So that's kind of, we kind of try to hit, you know, best of both sides there, and being able to allow them to relax. And the same thing with the tattoos and booze. You know, just being able to do different stuff for different people, because not everybody likes doing the same thing. Or, you know, you might be in the mood to do something outside one day, inside the next. So, you know, they do such a great job of, that's what I just kind of, I always go off on about them. Is just, it's so amazing to see the job they do, just interacting with the residents and being able to, you know, touch on all that and hit all their wants and needs and keep them happy and upbeat. And which is easier now. I mean, like I said, it was kind of gloomy there for a while, just not being able to do anything. But now that we're able to get back in there and partake in all this, and I mean, the employees can even partake with the residents in these activities now. So that's really cool too. It's really brought a lot of smiles to a bunch of people's faces. So we're very blessed.
Having a lot of activities definitely does change the mood for individuals, especially those that are older. And of course, exercise helps a lot as well. Mm-hmm. What can you tell me about your sitter size?
So sitter size is actually, as far as here lately, it's been once a day. They've been doing it about 5 days a week. It's in the morning to kind of get the blood flowing right after breakfast, right before lunch. You know, going in there and they just, Mel usually helps us with that. She gets the music pumping, and she's very active. She keeps them on her toes because she wants them to be active too. She's got a lot of energy. I don't know how she does it, but right. But she does. She has a lot of energy, and you know, there's several of them. You know, it's not, they don't all come every day. You know, sometimes there's only a couple of them. Sometimes there's, you know, 10, 12, 15 of them. It just depends on who wants to get up and active that morning, and it really helps them get, like I say, get the blood flowing and get their day started with some of that. And just any kind of activity like that, it's good for the body. So we're really blessed to see that as well, and you know, they get the music going, and she has different exercises for them from a sitting position, so everybody can partake in it. And I've watched them do it, and it is sitting down, but it is active, and it will get your pulse going too. So she does a really good job with that too.
I was gonna say my pulse is going right now just thinking about it. You know?
Yeah, exactly. It wears me out just watching her. I don't know how she does it.
And you guys have had a special guest, it seems like, too, at Bartlesville Health and Rehab. What can you tell me about Buzz?
So Buzz is our therapy dog that comes – well, not ours, but she. It's a therapy dog that comes by. They try to come by about a couple times a month. We love Buzz. He's always friendly, comes in, sees all the residents. Another thing that kind of puts smiles on people's faces, he comes in, you know, he's came in my office a couple times too and saw me and wants to hang out. So he's always welcome in our facility. And, you know, just seeing that and him coming in, it really lifts spirits on some people who might be having a hard day or, you know, something like that. Just seeing him, I've seen it happen firsthand, you know, somebody being kind of just down, you know, we all have those days where we're not necessarily having the best day. Excuse me, and you know, just seeing him coming in and then putting that smile on somebody's face, he really does his job well, and it's really awesome to see. We want to thank that, and real quick, I also want to thank Fusion Massage as well. They've come in for our residents and employees. One time it's usually about every other week. You know, one day it'll be for the residents, one day it'll be for the employees. So, you know, them coming in and giving that massage, it really helps relax people from both sides of the spectrum there. And we just want to say thank you, and just being able to have that as well, it really kind of relaxes you for a few minutes of your day, and then, you know, it gets your mind back, you know, reset your mind mentally as well to get back to doing your job. So that helps a lot as well. So we want to thank them.
Yeah, of course, and the Fusion Massage does sound pretty good after maybe some sitter size as well.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, I might be able to help you get back relaxed out after doing all that with your blood pumping.
Maybe recover afterwards.
Exactly.
We still have a few seconds left here, Brett. How, if people are interested in finding out more about Bartlesville Health and Rehab Community, could they go about doing that?
So we are located at 3434 Southeast Kentucky Place. Like I said, now we're open if you want to come in and visit. Under certain guidelines still, but our phone number is also 918-333-9545. our website's BartlesvilleHealthAndRehab.com, and then our Facebook page, Bartlesville Health and Rehab Community. I'm on there at least once a day. I'm posting stuff, you know, basically every day of the week on there as well. So that's the Facebook page is probably the easiest route to go, because you'll be able to go in there and see something basically every day. So that's probably the best way to go about it.
We've been speaking with Brett Harsh, the marketing director for Bartlesville Health and Rehab Community, on a one-on-one with the pros. You're listening to K1AM 1400 FM 93.3. Brett, thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
It is 9:45. Up next, we'll have a look at your outdoor showcase.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1. You've heard